Well, I'm here on Tuesday morning after Remembrance Day, trying to reflect back to you some of the things that we did on Sunday. I began with the children asking a question on Sunday morning. Have you ever been somewhere, maybe a beach or a park, and you've seen something on the ground? It might be a feather or a shell on a beach or a rock. And you pick it up and you put it in your pocket and you take it home. And then whenever you look at that item, it reminds you of where you were when you picked it up. That you have memories attached to certain items. And we said that that really is kind of the point of memorials, really. When you have a stone memorial, it gives you a chance to reflect on something from the past. But remembering from the past is not a new concept. I want to imagine hundreds of years before Jesus was born, a father and his son walking along the banks of the River Jordan when they see a pile of stones. And what we did is that we asked the children to go around the church here and gather up these stones and to put them into a pile. And then I told them the story of these stones. You see, that child would probably be asking his father, "Father, why are those stones there on the riverbank?" And so his father would tell the child the story of the crossing of the River Jordan. I'm reading then from Joshua chapter 4. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelite, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua. And they carried them over with them to their camp, where they put them down. Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan, at the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And there they are to this day." After 40 years of wandering, the people of Israel finally reached their destination, the Promised Land. But the swollen River Jordan blocked their path into the land. They needed to cross, but how? Well, actually, they didn't stop, because they stepped out in confidence in God. When the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant began to place their feet in the river, the water right there ceased flowing, and the people crossed over on dry ground, just as their parents had done when they crossed the Red Sea after escaping from Egypt. When they had all finished passing over the Jordan, Joshua erected this simple monument to commemorate the wonderful event and God's hand and God's protection and God's provision for them. So whenever people in future generations saw the stone, they remembered the Lord. When I was in the church in Somerset, where I worked for 10 years, there used to be a table at the front with these words on the front: "Do this in remembrance of me." And I used to like to ask children, "Who said that? What do you think it means?" Of course, the table was a communion table, and it was Jesus who said, "Do this in remembrance of me," that we were to take of the bread and the wine until he comes, in remembrance of him. That those symbols of bread and wine are a reminder, a regular reminder of the sacrifice that Jesus made for our forgiveness. Also, when I was in my previous church in Battersford, I was looking through the cupboard one day when I came across a plaque. It had obviously been taken off the wall at some point for redecorating and had not gone back up at that point. On it were the names of those connected with the church who had given their lives in the First World War. So we had to make sure it got put up again, didn't we? Because it's so important not to forget. Increasingly, as the years go by, the memories fade. Those who lived through the war sadly become fewer and fewer. And if we neglect those who have gone before us, we can fail to learn the lessons that we need to learn about what causes conflict, and fail to remember those who sacrificed themselves that we might have the freedoms that we enjoy today. We need to be careful that this generation doesn't think we're all that matters, but that actually we owe a great deal to those who have gone before us. We mustn't disregard the older generation like we would an old pair of shoes that has worn out. But we also need to remember that the same God who dried up the Red Sea, the same God who opened the way for the children of Israel to go across the Jordan, the same God who protected us through two world wars, is the same God who sent Jesus to deal with our sin and to win that war against sin and death on our behalf. It's the same God that we look to today. Now, at this point, the children left us, and we had our act of silence and remembrance. You may want to pause the video and do that and have that time of reflection. And then in a moment, we're going to go on to the second part of the sermon, which I recorded on the day, which was more to the adults, really, about further reflections on this passage in Joshua.
Okay, three sisters. Love the hat on the left, don't you? I mean, you know, some of you have made an effort today, but that hat is something else. But I just want to tell you a story of three elderly sisters who lived together. One sister, this is about remembrance, okay? One sister got up to go to bed. Halfway up the stairs, she stopped and asked, "Was I going up or was I coming down?" Her sister replied with a hint of aggravation, "You were going up to bed." That sister headed into the kitchen to make herself a sandwich. Once in the kitchen, she shouted to the other sister, what did I come in here for?" The third sister responded with a hint of irritation, "You went in to make yourself a sandwich." After which she said, "I am so glad I am not as forgetful as my two sisters." At which point she knocked the end of the table with her walking stick on her way to her favourite armchair, Suddenly she got to her feet and went to the door and asked, "Who is it? Who's there?" I don't know how good your memory is. I particularly have a problem with people's names. I see their face, I know who they are, but I just can't recall their name. Sometimes I have to turn my watch upside down to remind myself to do something so that when I look at my watch, I remember that I need, what was it I turned my watch upside down for, to try and remember. And you know, this is why memorials and days like today and poppies and having memorials are so important, because they help us, don't they, to remember the things that are important. I just want to bring out three things from the passage here in Joshua chapter 4. The first thing about memorials is that they remind us of God's past activity. I know we're here to remember the sacrifice that men have made, men and women have made through the years in various conflicts, and that's very important. But behind it all is God. Behind it all is His will and His purpose and His salvation of us as a nation. And stones were used as memorials throughout the Old Testament. You remember when Jacob led on a stone and dreamt of the ladder going up to heaven, and he set up that stone as a memorial on the spot just to remember. And then there was in Samuel, after God helped them defeat the Philistines, Samuel set up a stone there and he called it, do you know, Ebenezer. That's where the word Ebenezer comes from. Thus far has God been with us. That's what Ebenezer means. And so they put up a stone. Whenever you saw the stone, it reminds them, thus far God has been with us. And that's exactly the point of the stones, isn't it? On the edge of the river, by the Jordan, as a memorial that God has led them this far. That their very existence, their very lives were in the hands of the living God. The Passover feast, which was instituted by Moses when they were in Egypt. But they kept remembering the Passover feast, didn't they? To remind themselves how God had delivered them out of their slavery in Egypt. And you've got all these calls to remember through God's word. They were told to remember how God took a man called Abraham in his old age and promised him that he would have many children and give him a land of promise. And that's exactly what happened. They were told to remember that God, through his greatness, had brought them through the Red Sea. They were told to remember the commands of the Lord and not to depart from them. We're told in Ecclesiastes, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. And the psalmist sums up the message well in Psalm 105. Remember the wonders God has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has pronounced. So memorials are important because they tell us of God's, they remind us of God's past activity. But this memorial was also for a second reason. They remind us of the need for unity. They remind us that we need to stand together and not be in conflict. You see, if we return to that passage, what were they instructed to do? One person from each tribe went and took a stone. Why was that? Why one person from each tribe? Why were they those stones heaped together? Because it was a reminder of the unity that they had together as the tribes of Israel when they went into the land. It was a symbol of their bond together. And the trouble is, brothers don't always get on, do they? Brothers and sisters don't always get on. My brother and I don't always get on. I can remember many a time playing a board game with him, and we don't always get on. You know, it ends up in a conflict and a row. We actually managed to do a game together the other week and didn't end up in a fight. That was pretty good for us. But we need to remember the importance of unity. And those tribes would need to remember that, because they would have sort of border conflicts between each other. They would get upset with each other so easily. In a similar way, when we take the communion together, we're told to remember our unity together, aren't we? We drink together in remembrance of the Lord. In fact, we're instructed that we shouldn't be taking it if we're in dispute with one of our brothers. First, go and sort out the issue that you've got with your brother or sister, and then drink together in unity. So every time we take communion, it's a reminder that, yes, we've got union with God and with Christ through what Christ did for us, but it's also a reminder of our importance of being united together, not letting things get in the way of that relationship, not letting conflicts begin, because that's what war is, isn't it? when one person and another, when one side and another gets to conflict with each other to the point where they can't stand each other, and suddenly they're at war. War is that hostility taken to extreme. So memorials are important because they remind us of God's past activity and the need for unity. But thirdly and finally, it's pretty good for me, they are there to remind us that God is to be honoured going forward. That we've looked to God in the past, but we've got to keep looking to God in the future if we're going to know his peace. That's the whole point to me of a memorial. Yes, share some memories from the past. Let's learn what God has done for us in the past. But if it doesn't lead us to a right fear and a reverence of God going forward, then it's failed, doesn't it? We've failed to grasp the point that we are still completely dependent on God. You see, some people have some knowledge of God, but don't fear God. We need a right fear and reverence for God. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is how to be a whole man or woman. And our personal lives and our nation's life will never be right unless we rediscover that right fear of God. Unless we have a relationship restored with God through what Jesus did on the cross. That's what Jesus died for, to bring us back into a right relationship with God and a right relationship with each other in unity. That's where unity comes from when we come under the authority of God. The same God who dried up the Red Sea, who dried up the Jordan, the same God who rescued this nation from Hitler. And let me tell you, we can have all sorts of theories about why we were victorious in this war, but at the end of the day, God stopped Hitler. God stopped Hitler, nobody else. God intervened in circumstances to bring that to an end. And it's the same God who stepped in to rescue us from our sin in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the failure to remember is a spiritual danger. A failure to remember can lead to a failure of faith going forward. So let's heed the memorials. And in case we forget the God that we're dealing with, the God who is sovereign over all things.
Well, I'm back again. At the end of our service, we gave an opportunity for people to come and to share their own reflections. We were thinking particularly about those who have lost their lives during COVID, We also had opportunity for people to reflect on past conflicts, and individuals came and shared their story, which we don't really want to put all on here. And then at the very end of the service, we had some stones ourselves, and we wrote on those stones the names of people who have gone before us, who have died either during COVID, during those wars, or just people that we want to remember. And we made our own little memorial. And there's a photograph now of that as we put those stones at the foot of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those who hope in Jesus is that wonderful assurance of resurrection to glory with him, of new bodies and perfection. Well, I trust you have a good week, and God bless these few thoughts to you now. Bye.